From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Welcome to our program. Thank you for joining with us once again around the Word of God. In our program, we will be continuing with the testimony of Jim Palmer, playing the second extract from the story of his conversion. Do remember that we are offering a free copy of Jim's testimony to all who contact us. After we hear from Jim, I will present to you the fourth reason why I believe the Bible is the Word of God. That's part of our ongoing series in the central doctrines of the Christian faith. Could I just give you an invitation to a special service in the Jubilee Complex of the Martyrs Memorial Free Presbyterian Church, Ravenhill Road, Belfast? We're having a trainee teacher's graduation and presentation of diploma service on March the 15th, that's this coming Friday, at 8 o'clock. The preacher is the Reverend John Greer of Ballymena. You will be very welcome to come and join with us at what is a very important service for our Christian schools within the Free Presbyterian Church. Now we come to Jim Palmer's testimony. Last week Jim told us of the shock he felt when a lifelong friend was killed riding a motorbike. He was shocked, but it did not turn him from his sin. Rather, as a 16-year-old, he flung himself into pleasure-seeking. Here's Jim telling us some more of his experiences of God's mercy and love.
In a few weeks, I embarked on a wild career and many encounters with sin. I've been in places I would be ashamed to tell you. I have done things that I would be ashamed to tell you. And I've made friends that would have been far better if them and I had never met. And that goes both ways, not just one way. Many's a time I was in great danger through the company I was keeping. You see, it starts as a little thing. It starts as just maybe a drink. It starts maybe as just going a certain place, being with somebody who's not good company. And I just want to warn young people here tonight. I want to warn you, watch your company. Watch your company. Because maybe you're not good for somebody else. And maybe they're not good for you. Watch your company. Because your friends can pull you down, and you could pull your friends down. Remember that. The Bible says that wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Well, I was one of those people who was not wise. Drugs. One man called it the sacrament of the new age. And remember, young people, again, drugs and drink will take away your purity. And they'll leave emotional hurt in your life, and you'll maybe never get over it. Be warned, there's a cost with drugs and drink. A big cost. Well, I lived a life for self and sin. And one thing, people who are in the world never consider, and that's the feelings of others. Never once did I consider the feelings of my parents. Never once did I consider the feelings of my friends. Never once did I consider that I was responsible for things that I was doing. I continued in teenage years living for the pleasures of sin. Started fishing in 1974, and my first pay packet was £240. Now, you might not think that that's an awful lot of money now, but I can assure you, in 1974, when you're 17 years of age, and your first pay packet's £240. Well, that's a lot of money. But you know, it's only fuel for sin. And there was consequences for that sin. I bought a car. Crashed the car. Was very fortunate, only by the grace of God, I know now, to get away with my life. You know, the way of the transgressor. is a hard way. Well, life went on, and I met a girl, and we got married. And I'm sure you're sitting thinking to yourself there, saying, boy, I only thought he had trouble. Now he's really going to get it. Well, I can tell you, I met a girl, and we got married, and we're very happy together. And the Lord blessed us with three children.
Having considered with you the indestructibility of the Bible, the unity of the books of the Bible, the veracity of the fulfilled prophecies of the Bible, all of which underscore the fact that the Bible is the Word of God, divinely inspired and wholly trustworthy, I want to give you another reason why the Bible is the Word of God. That reason is the inexhaustibility of the depth of the wisdom of the Bible. The following words are spoken during the coronation ceremony of British monarchs. We present you with this book, the most valuable thing that this world affords. Here is wisdom. This is the royal law. These are the lively oracles of God. Those words sum up the fact that the Bible is an inexhaustible book. It is a well of wisdom that never runs dry. Man can exhaust what man has produced and written, but man cannot exhaust what God has produced and written. The inexhaustibility of the Bible is an evident token of the divinity of its origin. The greatest of intellects, singly and in concert, have studied the sacred volume, but the depth of the riches of the book are still largely unmined, untouched. Fresh light and truth continually burst forth from its bosom, enlightening and instructing the diligent student of its contents. Other volumes have soon been outdated, both in their principles and precepts, but the Bible still remains ahead of fast-moving time. Many authors have advanced theories, and they have had to reproduce new editions of their works, updating their theories, having seen them overtaken by other facts and discredited. Humanity has outgrown its own productions, but the fact that humanity has never yet grown up to the Bible proves that it is divine. What book can interpret the past like the Bible? What book can interpret the present like the Bible? What book can interpret the future like the Bible? Select any individual book of the sacred volume, and with careful study and meditation, unending fields of investigation open up before us. The wisdom of God and His overruling, superintending care for the Bible are continually demonstrated. Now, take for example the book of Isaiah. We may examine it and discover that its chapters are the same in number as the books of the Bible. 66. How fascinating our study becomes when we consider the contents of the book and find that it is indeed the Bible in miniature. In 1250, the Bible was divided into chapters for the convenient reading of it. You can imagine how difficult it would be for me in giving you a reference from the Bible if I hadn't a chapter and a verse by which I could identify where it was I was reading. Now, in dividing the books of the Bible up into chapters, was it mere coincidence or the overruling providence of God which determined that Isaiah should have its 66 chapters? I am not contending for the divine right of all the chapter divisions, but I am drawing attention to the fact of the overruling superintendence of God in both the preservation and regulation of the books of the Bible. This is also demonstrated in the very order in which the books of the Scriptures are arranged in our Bible today. A study of this order shows that the books of the Old and the New Testament are placed in wondrous parallel according to their historical, doctrinal, and prophetic contents. Further, the Bible has a twofold division, the Old and New Testament. How intriguing when we discover that Isaiah has its twofold division, the first section containing the same number of chapters as there are books in the Old Testament, 39. And the second containing the same number as there are books in the New Testament, 27. In the opening of Genesis, we have the heavens and the earth. And in the opening of Isaiah, we have the prophet's appeal to the heavens and earth. In the ending of Revelation, we have the new heaven and the new earth. And in the ending of Isaiah, we have the new heavens and earth. The burden of Genesis is man's way of ruin and God's way of redemption. A similar theme is the burden of the first chapter of Isaiah, the genesis of this miniature Bible. The second book of the Bible is Exodus, dealing with the going out of the Israelites from Egypt and the giving of the law at the Holy Mount. In the Exodus of Isaiah, which is the chapter 2, we read, "Come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem." Isaiah chapter 2, verse 3. The last words of Malachi, the 39th book of the Bible, are judgment, and judgment is the theme of Isaiah chapter 39. Chapter 40 commences the second division of Isaiah, the division which corresponds to the New Testament. The New Testament opens, of course, with the Gospels, which tell of Christ, at whose birth the angels shouted, "Peace on earth." Isaiah 40 commences with the Gospel, the good tidings, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1. Notice the very expression, good tidings, in verse 9. The first character of the New Testament is John the Baptist. Isaiah speaks of him in verse 3 of chapter 40, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness. Time forbids me giving you further examples of the parallel between the 66 chapters of Isaiah and the 66 books of the Bible. You, of course, can investigate the parallel for yourself. Men and women, as we handle the book called the Bible, we handle the Word of God. In it there is life, for in it Christ is presented to poor sinners. Oh, study that blessed book, believe its message, and find eternal life. God bless you. Just before I go, could I pass on an invitation to attend a gospel mission in Market Hill Free Presbyterian Church, commencing Lord's Day the 17th at 7 o'clock, and continuing Monday to Friday at 8 o'clock. The evangelist is the Reverend Kyle Paisley of Oulton Broad in England. You'll be made very welcome. Thank you for listening to our program tonight. Remember to send for Jim Palmer's testimony and join with us again next week around God's Word. Good night and God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.